Breadbox Media Programming is brought to you by...
We've got good news. The world is open again, and people like you, people of faith, are traveling to Catholic sites around the world. Want to travel with exceptional Catholic leaders this fall, next year, or in the future? Are you looking to see specific sites, celebrate traditional Latin Mass, or travel to destinations without vaccine requirements? We are here to help you deepen your faith on pilgrimage. Give us a call at 1-800-842-4842 or visit us online at selectinternationaltours.com. Select International Tours is your pilgrimage company, and we have the perfect Catholic trip for you.
Are you looking to serve God and society? Consider putting your gifts to work as a lawyer. Ave Maria School of Law has been educating faith-filled lawyers for over 20 years. Ave Maria School of Law is committed to training lawyers to use law appropriately around the moral issues of our time. Visit avemarialaw.edu to learn more about integrating your faith with a law degree.
What are your gods? Who do you serve? Very interesting morning for me. I don't know. God pulled me outside. It's getting lighter later in my part of the world, in the central time zone, Chicago, in America. It's getting cooler, at least this week. Thank you, Lord. It's been perfect. So in the mornings, I'm actually in a sweatshirt, sweatpants, and these little slipper sock things that actually have rubber on the bottom, like you'd put on little kids' feet so they don't slide. Yep, I'm wearing them. And for some reason, God pulled me outside to pray today. Extremely different experience than when I'm in my room with the windows closed, with total peace. I saw people who were walking, cars driving to work. I was hearing the birds, watching the little chipmunks run around, and the squirrels who are getting their nuts together and burying them, getting ready for the winter. And I had this overwhelming gratitude for everything that God has blessed me with. Most importantly, my faith. And I had to look at the last few days and see how much have I really been living the two greatest commandments. When we read the readings today, and I won't read them because they're pretty long, but I ask you, go and search today's Catholic readings and read them. The first one was all about not worshiping the one and only God. Now, some of these were actually worshiping Baal or Baal, which is Satan, Moloch. These types of gods, if you will, are evil gods, satanic rituals, baby killing, horrible, horrible worshiping of Baal. And I don't know, I'm pretty sure people that are listening to this are not doing that. Thank you, God. I think everyone who listens to this podcast is doing their best to worship the Holy Trinity, to bring yourselves closer to Jesus, and to heal wounds, the past, and to trust God as much as we possibly can. And then the second, well, I should say the gospel, was all about the one who said, Lord, you know, I'm pretty much following you. I'm pretty much doing everything. What is it that I need to do? He rattled off a few of the commandments and ended with love yourself and your neighbor. you know, listen to mom and dad, don't steal, don't murder. And the guy said, you know, I've pretty much been doing that. What else? He said, sell everything, give it to the poor, and follow me. And the Alleluia was, blessed are those who are poor in spirit, for they will have the kingdom of God, right? All of this just swirled around, and it really made me reflect. What am I worshiping? Am I worshiping technology, social media, entertainment? Am I worshiping laziness, lethargy? I struggle with this root sin. There's three. There's vanity, there's pride, and then there's, I think it's called sensuality. And it's not sex per se. It is this overwhelming desire for pleasure, drinking too much, eating too much. But it's also being lazy and not working out, not taking care of the temple that we are providing for God. But it's also being comfortable, not putting ourselves outside of our comfort zone and trying new things like I did today with prayer. It was very different, beautiful all the same. And I feel like I'm going to appreciate the world around me and the beauty that God has a lot more today because I prayed while I was looking and hearing the birds and seeing the sun kiss the tops of the trees as it was coming up. Just awesome. But it was the readings that truly grabbed me. Why? What are you doing? What you're doing? Why is God not center in your life? And we should all be thinking about this. Because no matter what is going on, we can see the circumstances in the world. I know many, many have anxiety about the state of the world. What's going on, not only in our own countries, but in the world. Right now, we've got this Afghanistan issue staring us in the face. You may have people in your family who do not believe what you believe. And so there's strife in your family. You could be struggling with financial issues or employment issues. You might be dealing with illness and health issues for you or for others in your family. You may be feeling just completely out of control, and therefore, you're not letting it go and letting God come into your life and giving it to Him. That's why it's a daily walk. Pick up your cross daily and follow me. Now, I don't know about you, but I'm not called to sell all my stuff and go follow God. That's not my calling. Perhaps some of you listening are contemplating the religious life. Mine is a wife. My vocation is a wife and a mother. And this goes out to all you spiritual mothers who have never given birth like me. You are mothers too. Or maybe you haven't been able to have children, but you are a spiritual mother to people in your life. We should all be imitating Mary. Mary didn't give birth to all of us, right? But she is our loving mother who just wants to bring us to Jesus. So today, can we sit and think who or what is competing with God and make some sacrifices and fasting to reprioritize the Holy Trinity in our lives, to let go of our obsession with our jobs, with our obsession with our desire to control, with our issues with anxiety and worry for our family who don't know God. I think a lot of us right now are just praying to the Lord to awaken the world. Show yourself, Lord. Show the evil also in this world so that everyone can come to know that there is a God. There is Satan. And there is a spiritual battle that is going on in front of our faces, manifesting itself in ways that are his plan. Sometimes we don't understand. Most of the time, we don't understand God's plan, God's timing. And so we dive into other things to make us feel better. Alcohol, drugs, laziness. Maybe we like the feeling of anxiety and trying to control our lives. That's pride. Maybe we're too worried about what people think of us and we're constantly trying to have people like us. That's vanity. What's your root sin? Watch my video, go to YouTube, search on my channel, just go to Kendra Von Esch, and boom, you can learn about root sins. And you may be like, oh my gosh, I got all three of these, like big time, which is where I was. But one of them is your root sin. And it's going to be the one that Satan is going to attack every single moment of every single day until you die. So let's be aware of it, because Satan watches your every move and pulls that string, punches that hole in that cracked wall over and over again. And so we have to be paying attention and fighting every day. When two or three are present, so is Jesus. So let's pray. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Excuse me. Come, Holy Spirit, fill my heart with your love, your peace, your joy. Fill me with humility to let go of my sins, of my desires, and to offer them to you. Lord, help me fast today. Make little sacrifices for the love that I have for you. Please give me more faith. Give me more trust in your plan, your timing, because I do not think like you. I don't understand your ways. I need help in this area. Mary, please help us imitate you. Your love for one another, your complete faith in the Lord, your humility and your service. Help lead us to Jesus' heart, where we can be healed, where we can find peace, where we can also find his power in our lives. Calling out and delivering any evil spirit manifesting itself in our family, in our minds, and around us physically. Help us reignite passion for prayer, a passion to spend time with the Holy Trinity all day, but most importantly, in some peace and quiet, so we can hear, feel, and know God. Our purpose on this earth is to love, to know, and to serve you, God. Please help us do just that and live in today. Forget about the past. There's nothing we can do to change it. Help us learn from it. Remind us how much you forgive us and you've forgotten our sins so that we can forgive ourselves and move on throughout the day with you in our hearts to be the light to others, to love ourselves and others, and to fast and sacrifice today so we can offer it up for all of those who don't know you, who need to know you. We trust that you have got everything under control, and it is for the best, for the good. You always bring good out of bad. Help remind us of this today, and to live today with gratitude filling our hearts. And bless us with your Spirit. Pour out the grace to help us love those in our lives, especially ourselves. In Jesus' holy and powerful name, we pray. In the name of the Father, the one who loves us to creation, who created us to be here for such a time as this. In the name of the Son, who redeems us and who heals us. And in the name of the Holy Spirit, who transforms us, who sanctifies us, and who lives with us all day long, speaking to us, guiding us, and leading us. Guardian angel, please rule us, protect us, guide us as well. All right, everyone, go be the light. Remember the one true God. Not our gods that we've created, that we've habitually fallen toward, or that we fill our time with. Substitute the real, true Lord in your life today. I love you all. Have a blessed an inspired day.
This is Kevin O'Brien of EWTN's Theater of the Word. I'm excited also to teach middle school and high school literature, speech, and drama with homeschoolconnections.com, an online Catholic curriculum provider. Your student can meet with me online for a live, interactive class. Whether you take apologetics with John Martinoni, or grade school with Jackie De La Viaga, or any of the other 400-plus courses with homeschoolconnections.com, online Catholic learning for your homeschooling family is available for you.